An international relations expert and deputy majority leader in parliament, Rashid Pelpo, says the democratic reforms in Egypt represent a significant milestone in Africa's democratic evolution. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Pelpo said the two candidates contesting the second round of elections are credible, but a win for Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood would be in the interest of the Egyptians.
It has a big significance for Egypt and for Africa. The revolution represents the discontent of the old system and the need for a change to a new system that will allow more democracy, more freedom, more choices to be made by the people themselves. And it also represents for Africa a new generation of young people who can rise up and change the status quo. So it's good news for Africa, and hopefully if the trend continues, the revolution is sustained. The thinking of the Egyptian will influence the totality of the thinking of the African people and how we accept or reject our leadership.
They are currently in the second round of elections, and Ahmed Shafik, who used to be a former prime minister and deposed Hosni Mubarak, and Mohamed Morsi, who is from the Muslim Brotherhood, are the thick of affairs right now. But with Mohamed Morsi, who is now leading with 25.4% of the vote, people are saying that his background is questionable, because we all know what the Muslim Brotherhood stands for. Talk of violence, so on and so forth. But most importantly, people are saying that they could introduce Sharia law. And with Ahmed Shafik, political commentators are also saying that a vote for him is a vote for Hosni Mubarak. What would you say to this?
This is the point where it is at a crossroads, a break or make affair. Democracy allows you to make freedom of choice, and the choice is going to be made. Whether it goes to Mohamed Morsi or Ahmed Shafik depends on the will of the people. But the truth is that there is a huge suspicion of what the Islamic Brotherhood represents in the minds of people, because the Islamic Brotherhood is thoroughly Islamic and very fundamental in their views and insistent on Islamic values. And so this is a party that is very likely going to insist on the purity of values of the Egyptian people. And the secularist Ahmed Shafik is already complaining that the Islamic revolution can't be trusted. I mean, for example, that the Islamic Brotherhood cannot be trusted, while the Islamic Brotherhood is also complaining that the Mubarak, former prime minister, has stolen the revolution from the people. Now, the people are torn between the two of them. And I think that if it goes to the Islamic Brotherhood candidate, what it does represent for the Egyptians will be that, yes, they have agreed to throw away an old regime and replace it with a new regime, but whether the new regime will represent the system put in place will be a question to be answered in the near future. The reason is that we are no longer talking about the views of people or the extremist understanding of Islam or governance, but the truth about whether a constitution they have put in place, a system they have started with, will then become the blueprint for everybody to follow, no matter your view.
So as you've rightly stated, the lesser of the two evils would be decided on by the Egyptian people themselves. But as an international relations expert, looking at the two candidates and their backgrounds, what do you think would honestly reflect the ambitions of the Egyptian people based on the globalized political context?
It appears to me that Mohamed Morsi will represent the true reflection of the revolution of the Egyptian people.
International relations expert and deputy majority leader in parliament, Rashid Pelpo.